Clean Slate by Dr. Eric Plasker. The end of the year carries its own special magic and tension. We all want to close the outgoing year with intention, sewing up any loose ends. But we also want to open the new year with purpose. Regardless of how we actually do those things, we can find ourselves caught between reflection and anticipation, endings and beginnings. But rather than just moving from one year to the next, what if we saw this as a time for creating a clean slate? What if we saw the end of the year as our opportunity to mentally, physically, and emotionally clear space so that what's next can actually have space to take root and grow? What if the New Year's countdown wasn't a starter's pistol but a signal to do a complete reset? The power of pause. Most of us move through December on autopilot. Between traditions to be kept and invitations that can't be said no to, we move from one event to the next. And while many of these events are meaningful and give us joy, they create a lot of noise and distraction. When the last present is opened, many of us find we need some stillness to come back to center. By pausing before or as we end the new year, we allow our nervous systems a moment of downtime. With intention, we can restore our balance and clear out the clutter that is keeping us from our clean slate. If you need a process to help you let go of that clutter, consider asking yourself these questions. What choices strengthened you? What habits drained you? What experiences stretched you in good ways? This process isn't meant to necessarily be judgmental. It's actually meant to make you aware so that you can lovingly let go of whatever hasn't served you and move forward with a renewed commitment to whatever has served you. A clean slate doesn't mean that you have to change everything, just the things that have restrained you from being your best self and living at 100% for 100 years or more. It means releasing whatever no longer fits. Open. Creating a clean slate doesn't require you to get rid of a lot of baggage, either literally or figuratively. Clean slate doesn't mean empty, it means open. One that is open to new perspectives. Open to growth, not perfection or pressure to perform. Ways to create a clean slate include: realign your priorities. What truly matters in this season of your life? Refocus your energy. Put attention where it nourishes, not where it depletes. Recommit to your health. Your habits today create your quality of life tomorrow. Remember, your longevity isn't just measured in years. It's measured in awareness, adaptability, and purpose. Each day is an opportunity to live a little more aligned with who you are and what you value most. A new year, better you. Maybe the phrase, new year, doesn't really apply anymore. What if you don't need a new version, you just need to make a few tweaks and up your game? The most powerful way to start the year isn't with resolutions that fade, but with decisions that root. Let's all clear our slate of things we've always done and instead choose to live more consciously. We can decide to stop keeping ourselves crazy busy and instead focus on moving and acting with gratitude. We can commit to making sure our choices in life reflect our loves, not our fears. Let's all start the new year with a clean slate. There's no better way to start a new year that is filled with possibilities for us all.